With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. The town of Carbondale will start working to reduce the use and sales of single-use plastics over the next 10 years. The town's Board of Trustees is working with consulting company LBA Associates. The company will conduct research and public outreach in collaboration with PR Studios to draft a plan by July 2020. Dan Richardson is Carbondale's mayor. He says the company's research will help focus the board's efforts on things like reducing the use of plastic water bottles or looking at recycling methods.
The board's priority is let's do something that really has an impact. So we're really trying to figure out what's the best bang for the buck.
The plan could cost Carbondale up to $40,000. Colorado has the highest rate of youth electronic cigarette use in the nation, and use among high schoolers in Pickens County is among the highest in the state. Alex Hager reports the county is considering steps to change that.
At a Board of County Commissioners meeting this week, health officials suggested changes that target manufacturers and retailers instead of punishing kids. Those could include banning the sale of flavored tobacco products and requiring sellers to hold a license, just like they would for selling alcohol. Commissioners will likely act on two changes in particular, increasing the price of tobacco through taxes and raising the minimum purchase age to 21.
We want to make sure that the onus is on the people who are making the money off the products and who are pushing the products to kids, so the tobacco industry and retailers.
That's Risa Turetsky, who works on health initiatives for Pitkin County. She says changes could be rolled out as soon as early January. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Governor Jared Polis says he is not close to endorsing any of the Democratic presidential candidates who are hoping to challenge President Trump next year. Polis says he has talked to most of his fellow Democrats who are seeking the nomination. However, he says he wants to, quote, highlight the importance of Colorado issues in the campaign. Colorado will vote in the presidential primary in March on Super Tuesday. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.